it's a harsh environment. So in the summer, there, you know, there are lots of places that are quite appealing, and people, you know, get up the tracks and get up into the tops, and you've got great views. And if the weather's kind to you, it can be quite hot. The rocks cook up there. They capture heat, and that heat is then captured by the animals that live in that environment, including the wetter, but also grasshoppers and skinks, reptiles, lizards, that get their heat from the rocks and from the sun's radiation. So in the summer, it's quite a lively place. There's a lot going on, lots of insects buzzing around. Lots of sex going on, and lots of feeding going on, lots of predation. But then in the winter, the situation changes massively, as we know. Most people will be aware of the mountain habitats in the winter, because those are the places that people go to, the ski fields, which are all above the natural tree line, the area where trees can naturally survive. So you drive up those wiggly roads up to the ski fields and jump out of your car and trudge around on snow and do your snowboarding and skiing, etc. Unbeknownst to you, underneath your feet are the plants and the animals that live in that environment, but they're in kind of stasis, just in a holding pattern, waiting for the spring thaw.
And so the wetter you've discovered, they're one of those species that is under the snow waiting for that thaw?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a set of species and distributed across those mountaintops. And as you can imagine, the tops of mountains are a bit like islands in the ocean, because they're habitats that stick up above other kinds of habitats. So in natural conditions, the mountain tops are sticking up from valleys that have forests, and these wetter don't live in forests. They only live in the sticky up bits on the tops of the mountain islands. And because those are effectively islands, that means that populations of wetter and other animals and plants are isolated from one another on different mountain ranges across the South Island. So because of the shape of the Southern Alps, long and thin stretch of mountain ranges caused by the Alpine Fault, as you move along from north to south, or whichever direction you're going in, you're coming across different species of wetter and other animals.
Are these wetter active in these conditions, or are they in a state of sort of hibernation?
Yeah, mostly they're not active. It's a very interesting question, that, because if we make a comparison with the other group of insects that we've been studying, the alpine grasshoppers, when it's cold, they basically freeze, and they can freeze any time of the year. And we know that conditions on New Zealand mountains are very variable. Even in the summer, you can get snow or a very cold night where the ice comes up through the ground. And these insects just freeze. They go solid, and if you pick them up and drop them, the bits will fall off them, they'll break. But if you allow them to warm gently to a few degrees above freezing, they'll reanimate and get going. So with the cave wetter, definitely they can do that. They will be frozen if the conditions are cold enough. But we also notice with this particular group of wetter that they can be quite active even in what we would consider very cold conditions. So that means they've got some really interesting physiology. You know, they've got ways for their metabolism to keep working even when it's cold. But they might be helped out because they live amongst the rocks, and the rocks probably constitute a bit of a thermopile, you know, a large mass that is holding some warmth. So maybe by creeping down through the rocks, amongst the rocks, they can maintain their temperature a little above freezing. And one of the species has traditionally been, or you know, commonly known as the Mount Cook flea. And that's because climbers would actually see these guys out and about, even when the mountaineering was going on in cold conditions and there was snow. And we've got at least one photograph of one of these wetter out on the snow. We don't think that they they really like it, but they do seem to be able to tolerate very, very low temperatures without actually going into stasis.
It's, yeah, really interesting to think about, particularly in terms of, you know, we think of ourselves as having a diverse ecology in New Zealand, and so it's very interesting that this the species has just now been discovered. What has prompted its discovery?
Well, we've been doing a large amount of work trying to increase the understanding about New Zealand biodiversity, and that means by working at the small animal end, the invertebrates, the insects. And we specialised on just the group that we generally call weta in New Zealand, the crickets, and their relatives, the grasshoppers. And just digging down, trying to find more detail about what's actually out there. And we do live in this fantastic situation in New Zealand of having a large proportion of the of our biology still unknown. I mean, it's kind of there. We're in many cases vaguely aware that there are weta around, and certainly people have been reporting weta up on the mountaintops for many years, but without any detail, without any understanding of whether it's one species everywhere or many species in different places, and whether the ecology is different.
So yeah, as you say, these creatures live in the alpine zone. What are the risks posed to them by forces like climate change?
Well, that's right. Climate change is the big game changer for all of biological life on the planet. And we notice it very stringently in the alpine zone because it's a steep environment. It's not only just physically steep, but in terms of, you know, slopey, hard to go up. But it's the shapes of mountains means that they pass through a wide range of climatic conditions, which is why you have a tree line partway up. It's kind of nicer conditions lower down on a mountain and drier and colder and harsher towards the top of the mountain. But if the net global temperature is increasing, getting warmer, that simply means that the tree line, the alpine zones, are going to move up the mountains. And it doesn't take, you know, any kind of rocket science calculations to recognize that as you move the habitat up the mountain, that you're going to get less and less of it. Mountains are pointy at the top. They've got less area. And eventually, you can move your alpine zone off the top of the mountain so that there isn't actually an alpine zone anymore. And we see that to some extent already in the North Island. There are mountains towards the center and north of the North Island, New Zealand. If you went to Porongia, for instance, there are some nice little rocky peaks there, but basically the forest and scrub vegetation goes all the way up to the top. The alpine zone is gone. That's what's going to happen in the Southern Alps, and these species that are specialized to the alpine zone are going to lose their homes.